This is The Power Inside,
a podcast that will empower you to embrace your perfectly imperfect self and to live the life you want to lead. I'm your host, Yael Toledo, a marriage and family counselor, author, motivational speaker, wife, and mom. Let's dive into this journey of life together. Today, I am sharing the true story of a woman who has granted me permission to tell her story. Perhaps you will identify with her, or perhaps you will save these words for when you need them the most. These are her words. I am constantly dissatisfied. People always expected me to be perfect at everything. After all, I was the one who got 100 on school exams without really having to study much. I excelled in every sport I played. I always had a boyfriend, and I've always been the perfect mother, wife, and daughter. Fiercely independent, I never let anything get in my way. I achieved whatever I set my mind to. I was expected to achieve it all, except for failure. So, without realizing that it was happening, I started feeling constant pressure not to make mistakes, of not having a margin of error. Because if I've made a mistake or failed, what would people say about me? This meant that whenever I did something, even if people congratulated me for it, I felt that I could have done it better, even better. Nothing was ever good enough. If I finished a job, something always felt like I was missing. If I cooked a meal, it wasn't delicious enough. If I decorated my house, it was still missing a touch. If I got a new client, I should have gotten two more. While I'm usually very positive and empathetic, and I'm happy for others' achievements, I felt like my own accomplishments were never good enough. For many years, I was eternally dissatisfied, a perfectionist. And although this had helped me fulfill my dreams, I never felt complete. I worked on this for many years, and today I want to tell you something I've learned. Life isn't about proving things to other people. We should live to breathe, to love, and to connect. If we look around ourselves, we'll see that everything is already perfect, and we must remember that perfection distracts us from connection. But this is a matter of choice. So, how will you choose to see the world today? Do you identify with this woman's story? If so, you might be suffering from self-sabotage, which is nothing more than those little habits that we do without realizing it or that we think help us but actually harm us and make our lives way harder. So, why do we self-sabotage? Out of fear of failure, lack of confidence in ourselves, or because we believe that we need to have complete control. In this woman's case, perfectionism became the greatest enemy. The illusion that she had complete control over her life not only prevented her from enjoying life, but also led her to pay more attention to her mistakes instead of the process itself. It meant she constantly felt empty because she could never live up to her own impossible standards. There are other ways to self-sabotage. Perfectionism is not the only way. Some let opportunities go due to fear of failure or even fear of growth. Others resort to negative internal dialogue, which involves constantly telling yourself that what you're doing is wrong. Some choose mediocrity because trying to achieve greatness is scary, while others isolate themselves the moment a problem arises. As we grow, we can gain a greater understanding of ourselves, knowing what moves us and our reasons for being. But sometimes, we will need to change our behaviors before we feel breakthroughs. Just like the Jewish people when they left Egypt, they were no longer physical slaves anymore, but they still had a slave mentality. They needed to find their psychological freedom in order to be truly free. And a way they were able to achieve this is explained in the moment we received the Torah at Mount Sinai. One of the key statements we made as a nation was, Naaseh venishma, we will do and we will understand. which implies that we as a nation were willing to put our trust in God and the operating system he gave us, even when we did not understand it completely. Just like therapists guide and give tools to their patients in order for them to make the internal changes that are necessary for growth. So we must always remember that to fight our inner demons, we must try to practice on a daily basis self-discipline, responsibility, and activities that will help us achieve the ambitions we know are truly worthwhile. We all have limiting and outdated beliefs in our lives. Let's recognize them and make it better, way better for ourselves.
Thank you for listening to The Power Inside with Yael Toledo. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Yael again next time for more life-affirming guidance rooted in modern psychology and timeless Jewish wisdom.
You're listening to a Momentum Podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.